Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for this wonderful word of truth, word of salvation this morning that lets us see the goodness, Father God, that's been made available for us, Father God, that we've been restored to the family, Father God. And in the family, Father God, we can be everything you made us to be, because you've given us a guarantee of the Holy Spirit, Father God. It brings about all that is necessary, Father God. It's the very power that quickens us, motivates us, transforms us, and gives us wisdom. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Family, disciples, Ephesians 1, verse 13.
In him, you also, when you heard the word of truth, the good news of your salvation, and as a result believed in him, were stamped with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit, the one promised by Christ as owned and protected by God.
Hallelujah. So beautiful. Here we can see, you know, the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. The good news of our salvation comes through the gospel. And that is that we walk in the footsteps of Jesus. We are loved as much as the Father, the Holy Spirit, loves Jesus. We got an inheritance, destiny, just as Jesus has. We are blessed with every spiritual blessing, just as Jesus has. Why? Because we're in Jesus. We were married in Jesus. We united in Jesus. He's the head, we the body. And then we sealed with the Holy Spirit. It's a guarantee of our inheritance. Isn't that beautiful, guys? You see, the in the beginning was the Word, Jesus, and there was the Holy Spirit moving upon the face of the earth. The earth was without form and void, and the Father spoke, the Word came, and then this earth started getting form and became beautiful, ideal for the children of God to be birthed. And so the Holy Spirit was hovering upon the earth when it was without form, and Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they brought order here, they brought the glory here. And then we lost the glory of the Spirit, lost the glory of the Father, lost the glory of the Son later on when sin came in. And so the Holy Spirit, all the goodness, all the glory, all power is found in the Spirit and in relationship with the Father and Son. And so that's what we've come back to. We've come back to that family, and the Holy Spirit is our guarantee. Like a mother giving us the baby milk, as babes desire the pure milk of the Word so that you may grow. And so the Holy Spirit brings all the gifts, all the beauty to us at the right time. It's step by step, just as a child, he's got to get milk first, he's got to then start crawling, he's got to then start walking, he's got to then start running, and later on bicycle, and then it's just glory to glory. And that's how the Holy Spirit is with us, to give us our food at the right time, develop us on schedule, transform us into the image and likeness of God, give us the wisdom of God, pour the love of God into our hearts. We transform. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is now in us to quicken our mortal body. So all the goodness, all the glory we've got now as children of the living God, restored through the work of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, comes through the Holy Spirit. And so it's a guarantee. Everything is there. So that's why we can't stay away and have our church concept is here once a week or twice a week or three times a week. Every day we draw close, and every day the Spirit of God is opening up new truth to us in Christ so that we can arise and shine. There's nothing lacking. We've seen that in the scriptures. We're blessed with every spiritual blessing pertaining to life and godliness, but it's not by power nor by might, but it's by the Spirit of God that we can be spiritual people in the perfection, developing on schedule, being everything God made us to be. So arise and shine. The Spirit is there to open your eyes this morning and to open your eyes up every day to our inheritance, to our destiny. And in that, we are there bringing life to this earth in line with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in tune with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Can't do nothing without them. We flow with them through the Spirit of God, pouring the living waters into our lives and quickening our mortal bodies. Amen. Be blessed, because you called to be blessed. You called to bring glory. You called to get, there's a wisdom ordained for our splendor, and wisdom that keeps us humble, keeps us excited, brings about the fruit, brings about the gifts, brings about everything working in us to will and to do the goodness of God, the plan of God, bring about the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for your precious Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.